Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Germany. Falun Dafa activities were held at two university communities in April in the Rhine-Neckar metropolitan region. The event sought to expose the brutal persecution of the practice in China. The first event was held at the University of Mannheim, and the second event took place at Bismarckplatz, one of the main squares in the city of Heidelberg. Heidelberg University is the oldest university in Germany and one of the most prestigious universities in the country. Many people stopped at the Falun Dafa booths during the events for information about the practice and to learn more about the CCP's crimes against the peaceful spiritual practice in China. Passersby signed petitions to end the persecution of Falun Dafa. A woman named Leah from Frankfurt was visiting friends in Heidelberg. She said, "The brutality, including forced organ harvesting, is terrible and it must stop." She added, "The principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are important and beautiful." Leah shared that she believes kindness includes respect for others and forbearance includes forgiveness. Everyone makes mistakes, and it's important to improve oneself instead of criticizing others.
Worldwide, although Xinyun is not able to perform in China, Chinese nationals across the globe have been able to catch performances during the company's worldwide tour. They have expressed appreciation for the performers' skills as well as their dedication to reviving the almost extinct traditional culture of China. Audience member Jin Shouhong saw Xinyun in Seattle, Washington on April 3rd. Ms. Jin is the vice president of the Federation for a Democratic China, a group formed in the wake of the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre of student protesters by the CCP. She said, "The programs only get better and better. This is super beautiful, and it's something you can enjoy wholeheartedly." As a human rights activist, Ms. Jin was familiar with the CCP's efforts to try to stop Xinyun from performing and commented, "The CCP is an evil party. We believe the whole world should support the Quit the CCP movement that Falun Gong has inspired and support the truth, goodness, and beauty that Falun Gong practitioners have created." Lu Yanja, a Chinese PhD student, saw Xinyun in Groningen, the Netherlands, on February 26th. She exclaimed, "Astonishing, when the curtain opened, there was an energy radiating outward. I cry every time I see the opening." Exiled Chinese dissident Yuan Hongbing saw Xinyun in Sydney, Australia, on February 27th. He said, "When I saw the performances by the Xinyun artists, I felt that they were messengers of beauty, bringing the inspiration of beauty to the mundane world. The Chinese Communist Party's tyranny wants to persecute such messengers of beauty. Those evil forces that betray and destroy beauty will surely be punished by heaven."
USA. The documentary State Organs was screened in the Philadelphia City Institute Library on March 29. The film follows the journey of two Chinese families in their 20-year search for their loved ones who disappeared while in police custody. Along the way, they uncovered a harrowing Chinese government-run forced organ harvesting operation that destroyed thousands of victims. Viewers were appalled by the brutality and called for an end to the Chinese Communist Party's persecution. A knowledgeable panel of experts answered questions from the audience for nearly an hour after the film. They included a member of the Greater Philadelphia Falun Dafa Association named Alex Luchansky, Huang Kai, a former doctoral student at Tsinghua University, who was imprisoned for 5 years for practicing Falun Gong, Dr. Jessica Russo, mental health counselor for the organization Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, and Dr. Alex Chen, International Liaison Officer for the Taiwan Association for International Care of Organ Transplants. Many audience members signed a petition to support the Falun Gong Protection Act, requesting that the U.S. House of Representatives and U.S. Senate pass the bill presently in both houses of Congress. Like others at the screening, Marsha Kung was shocked by the film. She shared, "This experience is so disturbing that I'm deeply appalled." Marsha said her husband was Chinese and immigrated in 1949. His family was persecuted by the CCP. She said, "I'm overwhelmed that this organ harvesting takes place on living people." Marsha likened it to the atrocity of the Holocaust and added that she would ask her daughter, who is a marketing director at a public library, to screen the film because she thinks it needs to be shown across the country.
Slovakia. Practitioners of Falun Dafa held a series of activities in four Slovakian cities during the month of March, and all included a signature drive for a petition calling to end the CCP's persecution of Falun Dafa. The events took place in the city of Senec on March 15th, Sam Oren on March 22nd, Holik on March 29th, and in Bratislava on March 23rd and March 30th. Locals and tourists alike expressed their support for the practitioners' efforts to end the CCP's atrocities. Many passers-by signed a petition asking the President of the Slovak Republic to call on the leaders of the People's Republic of China to immediately stop the persecution of Falun Dafa and to respect their human rights and fundamental freedoms. Mikhail, an accountant in Bratislava, signed the petition and said, "Falun Dafa is very positive and has existed since ancient history. The persecution shouldn't have happened." A group of Chinese tourists came to the petition stand on March 23rd. They took introductory flyers and read them. One of them said in Chinese, "Falun Dafa is great." The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. Minghui reported 13 cases of Falun Gong practitioners who lost their lives due to persecution in March 2025. The newly reported deaths include one each from 2019, 2020, and 2023, three from 2024, and seven from 2025. Among the 13 cases, 12 have been identified as 9 women and 3 men, ranging in age from 52 to 92. The gender and age of one practitioner remains unknown. All 13 individuals died after enduring prolonged persecution for their faith. 2 women, aged 85 and 52, died shortly after the police harassed them, one within hours, the other within weeks. 2 other practitioners, a 92-year-old woman and an 84-year-old man, passed away soon after completing unjust and illegal prison terms. Due to the Chinese Communist Party's tight control over information, reports on the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners are often delayed, and many details remain difficult to obtain.
Ms. Chen Jillian, a rural woman of Sichuan Province, took up Falun Gong in February 1998. A year after the communist regime's crackdown, she protested by practicing Falun Gong in a public plaza and speaking out in Beijing. She was arrested and detained each time. Local government officials beat her and paraded her on the streets to humiliate her in 2001. Over 2 decades, Ms. Chen was arrested and sentenced to prison multiple times. During her last prison sentence, Ms. Chen suffered a skull fracture and multiple injuries on her head, as well as a severe intracranial hemorrhage after being beaten by the prison guards. She was in critical condition and was taken to the hospital for resuscitation. After she was released at the end of 2021, she had tremendous difficulty moving and relied on her family for care. she experienced hallucinations and frequent confusion. Her family suspected that she was given toxic drugs while in the prison. Yet, officers of the Linjiang police station continued to harass her, asking the incapacitated woman whether she was still practicing Falun Gong. She passed away on March 2, 2025, aged 79.
Ms. Gong Chanlan of Liaoning Province was seized by police officers in 2011 after they failed to arrest her husband, Mr. Wu Bo, who is also a Falun Gong practitioner. Ms. Gong went on a hunger strike in protest and was released on bail. She and her husband were later indicted and sentenced to 3 years in 2013. The couple went into hiding and were put on the wanted list. Mr. Wu later died in 2016. The police seized Ms. Gong around June 2022 while she was doing a COVID-19 test. She failed the required physical examination for detention and was released on house arrest for 6 months. Fast forward to this year, and the police have arrested Ms. Gong this month. As she didn't serve the 3-year sentence given in 2013, she is now facing jail time as the local district court has vowed to close her case.
Ms. Li Chenjin, 62, was arrested last year after being reported for distributing informational materials about Falun Gong in a residential area. The police held her at a detention center, but did not inform her family of her case status. Ms. Li and her husband, Mr. Yang Dexian, started to practice Falun Dafa in 1997 and were repeatedly targeted after 1999 for not renouncing their faith. Mr. Yang died as a result of the persecution 6 years later. At the same time, Ms. Li was sentenced to 3 years of forced labor. Their then 15-year-old child was also forced to drop out of school and lived in fear. A decade after the loss of her husband, Ms. Li was again arrested and sentenced to 5 years in prison. At her release, she was devastated to learn that her pension had been suspended during her prison term, resulting in a great financial loss. At this time, her family has managed to confirm her 4-year sentence and that her appeal was rejected. But details about her indictment, trial, and sentencing are unknown.
Mr. Chu Pengchang, a 60-year-old former steel mill worker, was arrested at his home in 2024. The police spent hours ransacking his home and confiscated his personal items and some cash. After a brief interrogation at the police department, he was admitted to a detention center. When Mr. Chu appeared in court, his lawyer entered a not guilty plea for him. Mr. Chu refused to answer any questions. The presiding judge later informed his lawyer that Mr. Chu had been sentenced to 8 years. In 2001, 2 years after the onset of the persecution, because Mr. Chu told a colleague about Falun Gong, his manager at work ordered him to renounce his faith and reported him to the police. His home was raided and his Falun Gong books taken away. 2 years later, in 2003, Mr. Chu's manager at work threatened to detain him if he didn't renounce Falun Gong. He was forced to live away from home, and he didn't dare to contact his family for fear that the police would find him again.
Practitioners in Bulgaria raise awareness of human rights abuses in China. Support for Falun Dafa was rallied in Sofia, Bulgaria's capital city, on March 12th and 26th. Passersby had the opportunity to sign the International Petition for Human Rights, which condemns the CCP for its human rights abuses. During the March 12th event at Sofia University, practitioners displayed posters and the petition in front of the entrance. Many young people were curious and stopped to talk. Two young people signed the petition and said that they always stand on the side of the victims of communism. They said they would tell their peers about the persecution of Falun Dafa in China. Several middle-aged people said they were impressed by Bulgarians' practitioners' dedication in standing up for Falun Dafa practitioners in China. Some commented, "You set a good example," and many said they hoped that more people could be like them. A woman talked with practitioners at length about human rights violations and explained that she had extensive diplomatic experience. Before leaving, she asked for a few pamphlets about the persecution to share with her friends. She condemned the persecution in China and said, "It's unacceptable." Several passers-by said that they admired practitioners for giving up their precious time for such an important cause, and they also condemned the persecution. One young woman stopped at a banner about the CCP's forced organ harvesting of prisoners of conscience and referred to it as an unheard-of evil. On March 25, 2025, students from the Media and Communications Department at New Bulgarian University had the opportunity to hear why the CCP is the biggest violator of human rights. In one of the university's courses, students were assigned to present to their peers a socially significant topic or issue. Falun Dafa practitioner Evelina Ivanova chose to do her presentation on the CCP's human rights violations and the persecution of Falun Dafa. Evelina has practiced Falun Dafa for more than 10 years and felt this was a good opportunity to raise awareness of the decades-long persecution. She explained why the ancient Chinese cultivation system Falun Dafa is perceived to be a serious threat by the CCP. Students learned what cultivation practice is and what it is to be a political prisoner whose life is taken away just because the principles he believes in are incompatible with Marxist materialism and CCP ideology. After listening to her presentation, the students attending the lecture, along with the project leader, condemned the Chinese government's inhuman treatment of people. Many said that they would think twice about buying from Chinese websites suspected of offering goods made through forced labor by illegally incarcerated Falun Dafa practitioners.
Dignitaries worldwide praised the value of Shenyun. Officials across the globe attended Shenyun performances during the company's international tour during the last week of March. They expressed their appreciation for the messages and values presented. The dignitaries also reflected upon the impact and significance of Shenyun's work. New York State Assembly member Michael Novikov saw Shenyun in New York on March 29th. He said, "Everything we see from the Chinese government, from the Communist Party, is what they want us to see, is what they want to show the world. And now we have something different. Now we can see a different China." John Miron, a candidate for New Jersey governor, also saw Shenyun in New York on March 29th. He said, "The energy of the show was spectacular. It was really magnificent. It was just unbelievable. It was magical." He added, "It's all about inner development, inner divine, and connecting to everything, all that is. I thought it was a beautiful message." Former member of the German parliament Anton Friesen saw Shenyun in Berlin on March 27th. He commented, "I think it's important overall because traditions are increasingly being lost, even in Europe, even in the West." Mississauga City Councilor Stephen Dasko congratulated Shenyun on another successful run in Ontario, Canada, after seeing a performance on March 25th at the Mississauga Living Arts Center. He shared, "I am truly in awe of what the artistic director comes up with, and this is this year's, let alone what the years before have brought. So keep up the incredible work and keep delivering just these magical performances." Shenyun New Era Company performed in Mississauga from March 21st through the 25th. Audience members stopped by the Falun Dafa booth at the shows there, as well as during other Shenyun performances across the globe, to purchase Falun Dafa books and learn about the practice. Municipal councillor for the town of Pemenade, France, Emmanuel Rida and his wife saw Shenyun in Montpellier on March 28th. Mr. Rida observed that kindness was at the heart of the show. He added, "In these difficult times, I think this kind of show can bring a lot of positive things to people. We must continue in this direction. It's the right path." Yi Peng Liang, Director General of the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office in Toronto, Canada, saw Shenyun in Toronto on April 1st. Mr. Liang commented, "Traditional Chinese culture is the common asset of all mankind in the world, so its destruction and damage are a common loss for mankind. So I think from now on, no matter where in the world, everyone should cherish it and work hard to restore the traditional virtues that China has had."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.